Hey everyone, we are Off the Nose. We talk about what's extraordinary in events and extraordinary people. And today, let's talk extraordinary, because you know what? There is a new news normal. Let's go.
You gotta get it how it goes now. You gotta take it off the nose. It's off the nose. Better get back in control now. Let's stop believing in ourselves. It's off the nose.
The new normal of news is not normal. I would say there's nothing normal about it. So I grew up in Ohio, and I probably by the age of 12, I would say, maybe a little younger, I was watching the Today Show every day. Every day I was watching the Today Show, and at night I'd watch, you know, 60 Minutes, and on the radio I was listening to Paul Harvey, you know, Barbara Walters, first female anchor on the Today Show. I just hung on every word she said. And then Jane Pauley was really, you know, who I came up with, right? Because I was of age, if you will, and knew what the hell was going on to some degree. And so Jane Pauley and Tom Brokaw, I mean, they were it. That's Jane Pauley is who made me want to become a journalist. After Jane Pauley was Katie Couric on the show. But I went to school for journalism. I got a degree in journalism. I ended up going down the advertising route because that's just where life took me and the opportunities took me. And so I have a little regret over that, but here I am now with a microphone and a voice. So, hey, would not call myself a journalist, even though I do have the degree. So I could if I wanted to go there, but I believe when you're a host of a podcast, you are a commentator, because I am giving you my opinion. So my opinion is that the news sucks. Yeah. And a lot of us are victims of it, and or we're allowing ourselves to be victims of it, and we look pretty damn stupid. We do. And we have to take our own responsibility for this, right? Because when we used to watch the news, you know, I don't know, back when the news first came on TVs, and well, I guess first you listen to it on the radio, right? And I don't know the years of this. And then, you know, TVs came out and we would watch the news, and you know, you've seen the shows, Leave It to Beaver and all of those where they'd huddle around, and that was the thing to do. You'd listen to the news at night, and the words that were spoken were the truth. I mean, that was that. It was factual. It would never be questioned. You can have an opinion about decisions being made. Of course, people had opinions about wars and different things going on, but you believed everything that was being delivered under the package of the news, right? And today, obviously, this is not the case, right? Clearly, this is not the case. So these big platforms, CNN, Fox News, Fox News. Talk about changing names. Maybe we should change some of these names. But CNN, Fox News, Today Show, CBS, Good Morning America, Face the Nation, 60 Minutes, you know, could go MSNBC, you know, Squawk Box. You go on and on. They are presenting something other than what I grew up knowing as the news. They are presenting some facts, but what they are doing is creating a bias on everything that they say or present. Now, the morning shows, I would say, are slightly less, but the only reason they get away with not being as biased as the evening shows is because there's no time. Those morning shows are all about money. I read a figure, like a year ago, in the first 2 hours of the Today Show, they're making over $500 million in ad revenue. So those shows are about quick sound bites and nothing too right or left, I think by design. You know, they're going from, you know, cooking pasta to, you know, interviewing, you know, a celebrity to, yes, they do talk politics, but most of their serious stuff is the first 30 minutes. If you analyze the first 30 minutes, hell yes, it's biased. I mean, it's 100%, you know, a Democrat point of view. Look, most journalists are Democrats, they say. So anyway, when you are a journalist, by definition, you can't have emotion, okay? All right, so we don't want robots, but you can't have emotion and you certainly can't have opinion, right? So you're not allowed to be on either side of the argument. So that means you can't have a sigh and you can't roll your eyes and you can't go further like we see where they literally will say the lead in to everything is questionable and or embracing, right? So if it's a Democrat interview, then they're embracing the conversation about to take place, versus if it's a Republican interview, they're going in and they're going in hard. And of course, right now, anything to attack Trump. So any possible angle, I mean, I'm surprised they're not cooking pasta and figuring out why that's Trump's fault, that the damn pasta isn't al dente enough. Because if there is a way, you know who probably would do that? I probably just gave Don Lemon an idea. So what do we do with all this, right? And then does neutral news even exist? I mean, what are you listening to, right? I just told you what I'm listening to. And so what do you do with that? I say no. You know, neutral news does not exist. Are there a couple little places out there left? Yes, but you have to still be careful. NPR, National Public Radio, still I find it to be mostly unbiased, really good journalism. There's a format called Newsy, just what it sounds like. Their tagline is, "We have a why in news." Kind of corny, but kind of cute. I've been following some of their stuff. Seems to be unbiased, but I've got my little antenna up watching. So that's what's coming out of this big thing called the TV that hardly anybody is even watching anymore in the same way, right? Like I said, who gets cable? I get YouTube TV. Yes, it does come out of this big thing on the wall, but a lot of it is coming through our computers, coming through our phones, and that leads us to the other place we get our news. You know what that is? Social media. Yeah, that invention that we thought was so cool and made so much sense has us all fucked up. Yeah, we're all screwed up because now it's really about sound bites. It's less than 240. I mean, thank God Twitter extended the 140 characters to 240. Ooh, now we can really dig in and hear the whole story. Not. So now you got shit flying around everywhere, right? And even if it is a platform, if you will, putting out the information, it's still coming so fast that I don't even think these more established news agencies or platforms are doing the work they need to do. Because this, one, we want information fast. So do they even have time to explore and dig into what they need to? Number two, we want short, quick sound bites. It's our fault, right? It's kind of along the same lines of everything's made in China. Well, if you want stuff cheap, then you're going to start getting children to make it in other countries. So we have to decide who we want to be. We have to decide what kind of news do we want. Are we so stupid and so busy that we can't read more than 3 words or 240 characters? Seriously? I can. And I have faith. I have faith in all of you. But social media has made it so much harder because the information's coming so fast and quick, and we don't know. We don't know if it's true. And please, God, tell me you don't know if it's true, because a lot of people are taking it and sharing it and retweeting it and re-thising it without even reading it. And that is just so irresponsible. It's as a society, as a member of society, it's not cool at all. I get it, because you get excited, you're behind your candidate, or you're behind your passion for whatever the topic is, but be responsible and understand that a lot of what's coming at you is not true, or it's biased, and so the truth is somewhere in there, but you gotta dig, and it's probably not in the headline, or it's probably not in the tweet, so you have to actually click through and read the article and say, okay, they took the most interesting soundbite out of that article, and that's what got tweeted. But there's actually more to the story. Yeah, there's always more to the story. And there's always two sides to every story. So click the link. Ooh, I know it's a lot of work, man. A lot of work. I also challenge, you know, these social media platforms. Like, look what's going on with Facebook right now. Zuckerberg is getting just going through the ringer, right? All these huge companies pulling their major ad budgets and trying to decide, to social media, do they have a responsibility to tell the truth? Well, I think it's amusing that we're looking at social media and saying, are you telling the truth? When the damn news stations that are, you know, 50, 75 years old or more aren't telling the truth. So now we're gonna jump on social media platforms? Look, you know, my opinion is social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and the like do not have a responsibility to be fact checkers. They're a platform. It's like they created an outdoor space for all of us to come hold our signs and say whatever we want to say, because we have this awesome thing called free speech in America. That's how I see it. Now, as they've gotten so big, I think Facebook has 160 million followers. Okay, as they've gotten so big, that's like half of Americans. Maybe there's a responsibility, or they can help the situation, only looking at the largest following groups. So if you are putting something out on Facebook and you have a following of, say, 500,000 people or more, maybe it's even 1 million or more, probably 1 million or more, then Facebook could put the energy and the resources towards seeing if the information you're putting out is accurate. I still don't think they should ever remove it. What Jack Dorsey's doing over at Twitter is simply wrong and not American. What you put out there is what you put out there. If we believe Facebook and the like should maybe put a marker on it or identify it as, hey, read all the way through it, okay, but it's bullshit. What, they gotta put a marker on it because we're too lazy to read the story? We're too lazy to look at both sides? We're too lazy to look at a lot of different resources? And then guess what? Use our brains to come up with our own opinion based on different sets of facts from different kinds of people. What happened to that? What happened to that? That is our responsibility. I am so sick of everybody blaming everybody else for everything. Take responsibility for your news. Yes, there is a new normal today. That's right. And you know what? It can be a good thing if you're a glass half full kind of guy or girl. I am. And if you don't wake up in fear. So if you wake up excited, ready to contribute to the world, glass half full, let's go. Most people have good intention. Then take in your news, be a little skeptical, read both sides, see who the news came from. People are out. Everybody identifies who they are. Democrat, Republican, I'm a journalist, I'm a commentator. Look them up. See who they are, what they're about, and then you'll know. And then when you use that resource going forward, you know what the bias is. You know what the angle is. It doesn't mean that everything they're saying doesn't have any truth to it. It does. The truth's there. The facts are there. There's just bias around everything. So all you got to do is click through and read it. Then you'll see, you'll find the truth. I promise. I do it all day long. And I suggest you do. You know, look at your filters. Look at your favorites. Look at who you follow. Are you following everything Republican because you're Republican? It's not cool. You got to open up. You got to hear both sides. And you can't just hear the sound bites of the other side and then dismiss it. You got to listen and read and form your own opinions. The truth is somewhere in the middle. Okay? It's always somewhere in the middle. The extreme on either side is not good for society. It's not good for moving forward. We need to be in the middle. We need to see both sides. So check your filters. Okay? There's cool shit. There's great commentators on both sides, all right? I mean, I'm moderate right. Everybody knows this. But I listen to tons of stuff. I just listed a bunch of stuff I listen to from liberals and Democrats because I might like them. I might find the guests they have on interesting, or I might just want to make sure I'm listening to both sides. Now, there's some people that drive me freaking crazy that are on the other side. I literally watch Don Lemon for entertainment. When I'm hitting my second glass of wine at night and it's been one of those kind of days, I can put me on some Lemon and have real entertainment, honest to God. It's hilarious to me because he is a commentator. He is not a journalist. And he needs to just say that. I wish more people would just call it like it is. You're a journalist or you're a TV host, or you're a podcaster, or you're a radio personality, whatever you are, call it what it is. Stop thinking that you're a journalist. You're not. If you have an opinion when you deliver the news, you are not a journalist, okay? So get over yourself. So if you want a little entertainment, go to some extremes. It's fun. You know, Fox News has them too. They've got their extremes. So, you know, listen. Learn, laugh if you want. Yeah, sometimes I get pissed off. You can do that too. That's okay. But you got to look at this stuff and form your own opinion and take accountability for how you get your news. I mean, with social media and with our ability to comment on everything, we all are commentators. All of us. Okay? So you could be getting your news from what I put out. I could be getting my news from some high school friend that likes to post stuff on Facebook that's super, super right. You know, I'm a smart enough woman that I know what his background is. I know what his stuff is. So it's fun. It's fun to watch the gun control stuff. Fun to see how extreme he gets about hunting. It's great. And that is in there. And then I go to the other side and I like to hear the other side. And then you come out. Where you come out. But if you're not hearing both sides, if your filters are so closed-minded, and if your favorites are all one-sided, then we're not going to move forward. And we're going to continue to be separate. Trump didn't cause the whole country to be so divided. We're all creating it ourselves. Every one of us are responsible for that. We create it. When we take a two-word headline, when we take 240 characters and forward it with our big mouth opinion without any investigation, any thorough reading, we cause our own divisiveness. So sorry if I blew your bubble there and you were enjoying being a victim. Time's up on that. So, you know, what's the bottom line here? What's the outtake? What do we do since commentators are everywhere? Nobody is calling themselves on it, whether they're a journalist or not. Go to Wikipedia, Google it, figure out where they went to school. Do they have a journalism degree? Do they operate as a journalist? Do they ever give an opinion while they're presenting the news? Then they're not a journalist, okay? So if you ever hear an opinion or see a rolling of the eyes or hear a sigh or anything like that, then you know I gotta go listen to the opposite of this so then I can make an informed decision, okay? Those are the signals. I know you can do this, all right? We can do this together. So what's the outtake today? Yes, there is a new news normal, but it can be a good thing, okay? So watch NPR and listen to NPR and check out Newsy and change your filters and your favorites and make sure you're more balanced, okay? I guarantee you you'll find somebody on the other side that you'll at least enjoy, all right? You don't have to believe everything they say, but you'll at least enjoy it. It'll open up your mind. Create balance. Read. Please read. Please click and read. Hey, click and read, click and read, click and read. Can we do it? Click and read, click and read. I know we can do it. I have faith. Stop being stupid. Stop blaming. Stop pointing. Okay? It's you. Go find a mirror. It's you. Form your own opinion. Get news from all sides and form your own opinion. Okay? And then we can move forward. All right? It's a new news normal, but it can be glass half full good. This can be a good thing. Social media can be a good thing, but we gotta use our brains. All right? Until next time. Enjoy your news, your balanced news. Better change up your perspective. It's something new.